Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
You have a problem and it must be solved. So problem solvers that we are by nature, we go to work on a solution. Occasionally, all of us feel the need for reinforcement, and that's when we inform God in prayer as to how He needs to handle the situation. I've discovered through trial and error, and more error than I would like to admit, that quite often my solution is at cross purposes with God's solution. It seems that the early Christians found that a hard lesson to learn as well. Do you recall that crisis in the history of the early church which Luke tells us about in the book of Acts? Herod the king killed James, the brother of John, and because he was scoring political points with the religious establishment, he decided to imprison Peter and eventually execute him too. Well, the problem was obvious. How do we spring Peter from prison? In the natural, it was tough. No doubt they saw four immediate possibilities, though. One, they could storm the dungeon. Now, this would have been very glamorous in spite of being very dangerous. But what a publicity coup! How thrilling to show the world that God was with them! After all, somebody could have said, the Bible does say, if God be for us, who can be against us? No, that idea wasn't practical. 16 soldiers guarded Peter. 2 were chained to each wrist. Too difficult. 2, they could have circulated a petition. Not a bad idea. After all, don't Christians have rights too? No doubt this could have been done quite effectively, since there were thousands of Christians at that time, and some pretty popular people had identified with the cause of Christ. But no, the Holy Spirit didn't impress this on their hearts. 3, they could collect money and bribe Herod. Human nature doesn't change much from generation to generation. For centuries, men have opened doors by greasing the palm with gold instead of putting oil on the hinges. Politicians were corrupt then, too. But God never leads His children to violate what He has written in His Word, so rule that one out. 4, public demonstration was a live option. Why not picket the prison and talk about justice and rights? Peter had done nothing wrong, and the government did ensure certain rights. But public demonstration wasn't the solution. How did the early church attack this problem? If they thought of the possibilities which I just advanced, we have no record of it. Luke tells us that they called a prayer meeting. How illogical! Or was it? Luke says, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. How the enemies of the cross must have laughed. We've got their number one guy in the slammer, they jeered, and what do these guys do but pray? They soon realized, though, how effective prayer can be. Contrary to all reason and human logic, God heard that prayer and unlocked prison doors to release Peter, even to the surprise of those who prayed. Perhaps you're facing a difficult situation right now, and in the natural you're trying to figure out how to solve it. God's way may be different from yours. Why not let Him solve it as only He can? Prayer is not inaction. It is not doing nothing at all, as some think of it. It is submitting your problem to the will of God, your Heavenly Father, who is limited by absolutely nothing. Prayer is the most powerful, positive course of action available to men and women today. Long ago, Lord Alfred Tennyson wrote, "More things are wrought by prayer than this world dreams of." It is still true. The greatest undiscovered power in the world.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.